Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 160 for Thursday, November 25th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended lower Thursday on speculative trading amid thin volumes. Canola was anywhere from $3.30 to $4.60 lower, with the January contract checking in at $463 per ton. Canola was actually higher for much of the morning. However, once the Canadian dollar started to make positive gains, the market began to fall and the selling built on itself. The U.S. market was closed today for American Thanksgiving, which left canola very vulnerable to domestic issues amid thin volume trading. South America looks to have another massive crop of soybeans this year, which cast a bearish tone over the market, while many traders expect the next report from Statistics Canada to reveal a larger canola crop than previously reported. However, sharp gains in European rapeseed futures and a modest rise in Malaysian palm oil limited the losses. The technical bias is still leaning to the upside, and some areas of Brazil are too dry for the soybean crop, which was supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. Barley has seen some light activity this week and could see some more action coming up tomorrow. The U.S. market is closed today, but will reopen tomorrow, albeit with reduced hours. We can expect to see heightened attention on South American growing conditions and what Argentina intends to do about its export tax on corn and soybeans. The livestock market is also causing some questions for producers of fodder corn and soybeans. Last week, the U.S. established a new weekly pork production record, yet some U.S. producers are still importing South American feed corn because it's cheaper. El Nino weather conditions could be cutting into Malaysian palm oil. The plants just don't like it when it gets too dry, so there are some industry watchers who think palm oil could surpass soy oil. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.